We mentioned the knife attack in St. Cloud, Minnesota this weekend. The details again, 9 people were stabbed at a shopping mall there before the attacker was fatally shot by an off-duty police officer. The suspect appears to have been part of the local Somali-American community. Sud Ulat is a Somali-American activist who lives in St. Cloud. He says some members of his community fear a backlash against them, especially because tensions have been high in St. Cloud for a while.
Last year, it was 2015 and 14 when children walk out of school after being called "you're ISIS," and that was something that made to the headlines. And the incident of yesterday, you know, broke hearts of the families. Even the local madrasas did not open yesterday, and children did not go to school because families feel scared about the repercussions of what has been happening.
And when you say these madrasas were closed yesterday, so these are kind of schools for kids on the weekend, Sunday schools almost.
Yeah, exactly. Like kind of family tuxes where children can learn, you know, Quran and discipline like that. And kind of, so when I called the teacher yesterday, can I bring our kids? He said no, because of we don't want children to get hurt. So we call off for the tuxi, he told me yesterday.
So there was concern that if kids from this community of Somali Americans went outside, they might be attacked on their way to Sunday school?
Yeah, that's why the school officials call off for the day, because the incident happened just the night. So they said, no, we can't have the children today.
So today, Monday, what are the concerns of the Somali American community there in St. Cloud?
You know, today the reactions and people talking about, like, when you go to coffee shops, when you go to, I go to the college, St. Cloud Technical and Community College, you know, people are talking about this issue. What are the repercussions? What can we say? You know, a friend of mine who was driving along to the Walmart shopping, he said someone turned down his window and he gave me a finger. I just ignore it. So, you know, people are scared now. And, you know, I work as an interpreter sometimes because most people do not speak English. So people tell me what you hear, what's going on. So it's really, really a scary moment for the Somali community because St. Cloud is particularly known for, you know, high tensions of the host community and the refugees here. People think, oh my God, without nothing happening, we've been feeling scared, we've been called names. You know, now incident happening, what will happen? So there's a high tensions here and people, you know, wanted to know more information.
Sud, what about your own activism? Because whenever these attacks happen, whenever you have kids being called ISIS, you've got to get out and you've got to talk to people. Does it ever get fatiguing because you have to go through the usual repercussions and retaliation, how it all kind of unpacks? Do you feel
exactly.
People are listening to you?
Yeah, people are listening because, like, when I said, okay, I work as a refugee advocate and I want more refugees to come to Minnesota, people think, like, they don't take me serious. And maybe most people try to get mad and saying that, oh, no, we have problems here, so why you wanted to bring a lot of more refugees here? I told them, hey, I was a refugee for 21 years, and I'm here in Minnesota. I love Minnesota. It's my state. I work here. I go for school here. So what I'm trying to say is that if one person commit a crime of, if one person tried to go to Syria to fight with ISIS, he does not represent Islam. He does not represent all the community. We have nurses who are working at the hospital. We have police officers. Those people have been refugees for a long time. So, like, I'm using my activism to change people's perception about refugees, not only Somalis, but any refugee who come to the United States, especially in Minnesota. So people are listening now when they see you or listen your interview or they talk to you. 5 people, 4 maybe listen to you and change their perception. But that needs to be something that we can do consistently. We never give up. So eventually we may reach the goal that people see us as like other fellow Americans, but not a threat or someone who wanted to kill you or to hurt you.
Somali-American activist Sud Ulat lives in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco.